I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Time now for a look at Black power. Black buying power, that is, especially in Georgia. The African-American consumer market there grew to $58 billion this year. According to a new report by the University of Georgia, that's more than 50% rise since 2000. It gives the Peach State the third largest Black consumer market in America, pushes mighty California down to number four. For more, we've got economist Jeff Humphreys. He directs the Seelig Center for Economic Growth at the University of Georgia's Terry College of Business. Thanks for coming on.
You're quite welcome.
So your report covers people of color, different groups across the nation, but let's focus in on African Americans in Georgia. Now, why do you think there's this huge growth in the market?
Well, Georgia has had a very strong economy during this period of time. That has given African Americans opportunities to move into careers and into professions that have higher incomes attached. Plus, a lot of African Americans have moved back to Georgia from other states. Basically, jobs are the magnet. As a result, the Peach State is the nation's sweet spot when it comes to African American spending power. In fact, both of the states with larger African American markets are growing much more slowly. Those are New York and California. And also in Georgia, the African American share of the market has been zooming. It was 16% in 1990. It's 21% today. No other state in the nation posted a larger gain in African Americans' share of the market.
Now, do we have any idea whether or not this rise in buying power also links to a rise in entrepreneurship among African Americans?
Absolutely. African Americans start new businesses at a far faster rate than the overall population. And so that is actually one of the factors that's boosting the gains in Black buying power, not just in Georgia, but also nationally.
So the South, and pretty much most of the country, has experienced a rise in the Latino population. Is there any sense of how Black buying power stacks up against Latino buying power? Who might be growing, you know, both or more rapidly?
Right. Here in Georgia, the African-American market is still much larger. It's a vast market compared to the Latino market. But the Latino market is growing very, very quickly, a lot faster than the African-American market. In fact, since 1990, which I know is going back quite a ways, the Latino market's about 10 times larger than it was back then in Georgia. Of course, the African-American market is only about four times larger.
What is it that's so attractive about Atlanta? You know, we've seen movies come out like the ATL that really dig into the culture of the city, and there's so much, you know, about Atlanta as a Black Mecca. What is it that you think makes Atlanta and Georgia attractive?
I think for African-American professionals, the abundance of historically Black colleges is a big attraction. In fact, a lot of African-Americans come here, they get schooled, and they find good jobs in the metro Atlanta area. So that's one factor. The culture is important, and just the historical legacy. An awful lot of African-Americans just were born and grew up in Atlanta and didn't really have to move anywhere to succeed.
So how does Black buying power stack up around the globe?
Yeah, if you look at U.S. Black buying power, which is really considerable, it's about $845 billion. And you look to compare that, for example, to the GDPs of other countries, before oil prices went up anyway, you would have to combine the GDPs of all the countries in North Africa and the Middle East to equal the consumer spending power of African Americans in the U.S. Now, that comparison may be a little bit out of date now, because now we're paying $3 a gallon for gas. But before gas prices spiked, that was an accurate comparison.
Now, this may require you to go out on a limb. If so, let me know. But there's always a critique in Black communities that, you know, no matter how much money we make, we don't reinvest it in our communities. You just mentioned, however, that Black entrepreneurship has gone up in Georgia. Do you think that Atlanta provides a model for kind of changing the game on economic empowerment, not just for people individually, but also for communities?
Now, buying power is an annual income-based concept. It's what's left in your pocket after taxes. It's not wealth. But obviously, buying power or income is one of the important building blocks of wealth, and it's sort of how do you put that money to work. The resources are there to build wealth in the African-American community, and the fact that Blacks are starting businesses at a 4.5 times faster rate than non-Blacks means that African-Americans are moving into a position to build wealth at a much faster clip than they have ever done so before.
So what do you see in the crystal ball for the future, either for wealth or entrepreneurship?
Well, certainly all of these, I think, above-average growth trends will continue. You can argue back and forth about exactly what the rate of growth will be. But my projections show that African-American buying power and African-Americans' economic clout will continue to expand at a rate that is far above average. And that's going out about 5 years. That's about as far out as I'm willing to go as an economic forecaster.
All right. Well, thanks for the crystal ball and everything else, Jeff.
You're quite welcome.
Economist Jeff Humphreys directs the Seelig Center for Economic Growth at the University of Georgia's Terry College of Business. We were talking about Hotlanta and the rest of Georgia. The Seelig Center recently released a report on minority buying power nationwide.